message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
And wonders via giving. Via giving. In the course of the program, Pastor Moshebi handled the session on hard work. And having handled that hard work already, I don't need to dwell on hard work. I don't need to even mention anything, because that message, if you are not here, I think you should pick up. Every one of us, whether we attended or not, should have CDs of this program. They've been power-packed. Hallelujah. Tonight we're going to be talking about giving. 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 Genesis chapter 8 verse 22. Genesis chapter 8 verse 22. The Bible says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest. Our God is the God of covenant. He operates in covenant. He operates in a covenant. Whenever you are in covenant with God, God is too faithful. He doesn't break covenant. He says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. Cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night. That means many of us, when we woke up this morning, we were too sure that the night will come. Yes or no? We were too sure. You don't need to pray for night to come. It must come. Once you wake, once there is day, there must be night. And once there is night, there must be day. Because the God of covenant has made it so. God is too faithful. He doesn't break covenant. You don't need to pray for day to break. It must break. It's part of the covenant. That's how it is. Seed time and harvest. Every time you sow seed, there must be harvest. You don't need to pray for it. Once you sow seed, there must be harvest. You don't need to pray for it, because our God is a God of covenant. No, you don't. Once there is day, no witch can hinder the night from coming. I have not yet seen and will not see, no matter how witchy the witch might be, for he or him. So imagine that because of his witchcraft, or because of her witchcraft, because you have seen day, night will not come. It's not possible. Once there is day, night must come. If witches don't have control over day and night, they can't have control over seed time and harvest. Economy of Nigeria, economy of the world, recession or no recession, cannot have control over seed time and harvest. Once there is seed, there must be harvest. Once there is seed, there must be harvest. Your seed provokes your harvest. Hallelujah. And so we're going to be speaking a whole lot on that angle tonight. Psalm 89 verse 34. The Bible says there, it said, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing, Psalm 84 verse 39, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Our God is a God that doesn't break covenant. He doesn't break covenant. Tell your neighbor, nothing will stop my harvest this year. For as long as you make seeds, there will always be harvest. Your seed is what breaks the siege. Your seed is what breaks the siege. S-E-E-D breaks the S-I-E-G-E. Look at that woman called the widow of Zarephath. The bottle of oil in her hand became what? The solution for the lack in her life. That was her seed, and it gave an end to her lack. Your seed is what propels harvest. It is what breaks every siege. Tonight, everyone under any form of financial limitations, tonight is broken in the name of Jesus. Release is needed for any form of increase. Release is needed for increase. If you must enjoy increase in the year 2019, release is necessary. God gave his only begotten son. God, I said to myself, God will have warned us, you and I, by another means, perhaps. But he decided, Bible says, for God so loved. God is a God, he obeys God, God respects principles. He's a God that respects principles. And principles are higher than principalities. When you obey principles, some things must command, some things must answer for you. They must. Why? Because our God is a God that respects principles. For God so loved that he gave. He gave. That giving brought you and I. Brought a whole lot of things. Brethren, if you must be a financial wonder this year, if you must command huge financial resources this year, be determined from tonight that your level of giving must be greater than last year. If you must walk in a realm you have never walked before this year, be determined in your heart that your level of release must be more than last year. So that the more, you know, the more your seed, the more your harvest. The more your seed, your release is what propels your increase. This year, you will command great. I said this year, you will command great things. Why do we give? Number one, it is the proof of our faith in God's word. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Why do we give? It is a proof of our faith in God's word. Luke 6, 38. It's a proof of our faith. Give and it shall be given unto you. It's a proof. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over. Why? Because you give. Giving is a proof of what? Our faith in God's word. Number two, why do we give? It is the proof of victory over the love of money. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. It is a proof of victory over the love of money. Why do we give? It's a proof of victory over the love of money. That you are able to give, you are too sure. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. If you cannot give, you are under the spirit called the spirit of mammon. To give is to believe God. Hallelujah. You give because you trust. And tonight, we are going to be looking at the channels of giving. If you are able to obey all of these channels, no devil, no demon, born or yet to be born, will hinder your financial resources. And I pray this year, every one of you here, every one of us, will command great resources, more than we have ever commanded before in the name of Jesus. Nobody prospers by chance. We only prosper by the covenant. Nobody prospers by chance. I say, I was just lucky. No. Nobody prospers by chance. We prosper by the covenant. That's why we keep referring to our father, Father Abraham. Why? Because he was a man of covenant. A man of covenant. And number one, channels of giving. Quickly, channels of, I have so much. So you're going to permit me to do some rushing tonight. Please, just jot as much as you can jot and get the CD. That will do a whole lot. Number one, channel of giving is God and his kingdom. Number one channel of giving is to God and his kingdom. And under God and his kingdom, I have about five of them. How do you give to God and to his kingdom? Number one is free will offering. Exodus chapter 23, verse 15. Exodus 23, verse 15. Exodus 23. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee, in the time appointed of the month of Abib. For in it thou camest out from Egypt, the last phrase where I'm going to, and none shall appear before me. How? Let's respond. And none shall appear before me. How? You are not permitted to come to God empty. Perhaps last year you have been coming to God. Sometimes you tell yourself you forgot your offering at home. Or you tell yourself when you get to church, you do like this. And then when you touch it, you look at it. It's the highest denomination that is there. Say, no, to God is so much for that. And then you check, I don't have change. Sorry, God, I'll give it to you tomorrow. Free will offering. None shall come to his presence empty handed. If you have been coming before empty handed, this year, you in any gathering of any form, as long as God is present there and offering is being raised, never come to his house empty handed. Psalm 96 verse 8. Quickly, Psalm 96 verse 8. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. The glory due unto his name. That means your offering must be what? Acceptable offering. The glory due. What you are giving God, does it befit God? That's one thing you should ask yourself every time you want to give. Does it befit God? Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. This year, your free will offering, let it be that which is acceptable. Pack it. It's not at the time of offering you start looking for change to give. Prepare that this year, I will, and if you gave whatever you gave God last year, as God is increasing you, as God is changing your level, change your offering as well. Change your offering. God, some of us think God does not use calculator. He sees everything. He sees it. That is why Jesus sat in the temple beside the offering where they were casting the offering. He was looking at it. He did not go and sit with the people preaching and say, let me look at your sermon notes. Or let me look at how the church is being coordinated. No. If offering were so insignificant, Jesus was not sit at the offering, looking one after the other. How much have you dropped? In what manner did you drop it? Brethren, if you must command great resources this year, your free will offering must be acceptable. Let it be packed, acceptable. And tell your neighbor, acceptable. Every time you appear before God, come with gift and don't come empty handed. In Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17. Quickly, Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he had given thee. As God is blessing you. There are some people that if you give God 10,000, God is an insult. And if, as some people, if you give God 1,000, God understands that is your level. God sees, he knows your level. He knows, you're about to say, unlo mowa. He knows everything about us. Even before you start calculating, he already knows. Praise the Lord. So give God, as God is blessing you per time, increase your offering. Once you do that this year, you have signed up for financial wonder. Number B, under number one. Number one is God and his kingdom. A, free will offering. B, kingdom promotion seed. Ezra chapter 6, verse 14. Kingdom promotion seed. Ezra chapter 6, verse 14. And the elders of the Jews builded and they prospered. I'll stop there. The elders of the Jews builded and they prospered through. When you give towards kingdom projects, it prospers you. When you give towards kingdom projects, your building is, they are constructing in your church. They are constructing, a project is going on. You want to buy this, you want to buy that. Seed. They have been announcing seed, your wonder seed. You're this, we have projects coming up, AC project, this project, generator project. You don't need to be encouraged. You don't need to be reminded over and over again. If you want to command great resources this year, once you have heard it, immediately swing to action and tie it and say, Lord, because according to that, as they build it, they prospered. And the elders of the Jews build it, your prosperity is attached to how you are able. If God knows that when he blesses you, his kingdom, his church would not suffer on earth, he would not stop blessing you. He will keep releasing the blessings through that way. Why? Because once he blesses you, you will be a blessing. Once he blesses you, you will be a blessing. Pastor Blazer told us a story one time, a true life story of a woman, I can't remember how he put it again, who God blessed, and miraculously, I don't know how, was it the entire amount? Was it 100 million? He said God gave the woman a property. I think the woman bought a property at, so it 10 million and sold it. I can't remember, but sold it at one outrageous figure. And the woman gave it all back to God. Only removed, I think, her tithe or the initial amount that she sold as seed and sold the entire amount. Brethren, if it were you and I, 100 million. Your eyes, even before you entered your bank account, you would have been imagining. BMW. 2020, if they have not invented, let me pay the company car. Let them invent ahead of time for me. And let them put my name, customize. Bookie 1, bookie 2, bookie 3, bookie 4. My kind of cars. You'll be imagining. But you know something? God gave this lady an opportunity and she didn't think of any other thing than the kingdom of God. I won't be surprised. I'm too sure. If it's just that I don't know the person one-on-one, but I'm too sure that her resources will not end there. God will open more channels for her. Once God is sure that when he blesses you, his kingdom will not suffer, he will keep blessing you. The point is, are you ready to be a blessing to his kingdom? Whenever we have kingdom projects, kingdom, don't wait till you have everything in your pocket. Whatever you have part time, sow it. Once you sow it, you have pledged, you have opened, you have taken a step ahead in times of your financial resources. This year, you will command great in the name of Jesus. You know, and a good example is a man called David in the Bible. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 2 and 3. David, God, he had it in his heart to build for God. But God told him, you can't build for me, don't build me a temple. Your hands are filled with too much blood. But this man did not stop there. He went ahead to do so. He said, if it cannot be for you, look at, I have prepared with all my might the house of my God. No, God did not ask him to prepare. God told him, plain point blank, you can't build. Your son will build. But David still went ahead to make provision for for the building of the temple. When your heart is in the things of God, in the kingdom, you can't be bankrupt. You can't lack. You will command resources, great resources. Hallelujah. This year, whenever you hear giving, seed, even before you hear, once you notice that there's a need and God has blessed you, to hold it and tag it, drop it. You have only taken a step ahead in terms of financial resources. This year, God will do unusual things in your life. In the name of Jesus. Another good example is a man called the centurion. In Luke chapter 7, verse 2 to 5. There was a man called the centurion. That centurion, Luke chapter 7, verse 2 to 5. Jesus came, and a certain centurion's servant, who was dear unto him, was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he will come and heal his servant. Verse 4. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy. People were speaking for that centurion. People were speaking for him. They said, he is worthy, oh, for whom you should do this. Verse 5. Why? He loveth our nation. And he had built us a synagogue. He was the one that built the big church at Maraba. Ah, Jesus, if for anything, you don't answer anybody, answer this man. Brethren, when you are a man that loves the things of God, doors will always open for you. Doors, you cannot, when you do for God, when you do things for God, God will always come around to do things for you. That centurion was able to use his money to build for God, but he couldn't heal his servant. On the other hand, when he needed God, God stood for him and helped him. When you do things, when you make sacrifices, when you drop seeds in the house of God, when there is a need for you in any area, God shows up for you. This year, the Lord will show up for you in the name of Jesus. When you do what you can for the kingdom, God does what you can for you. When you do what you can for the kingdom, God does what you can for you. You might not be there to sign proposals. You might not be there to seek for or lobby for one project or the other. But somehow, God can put your name in the heart of somebody and they will call you up for a business. And that business can be in millions. Hallelujah. This year, the Lord is opening you to a new realm. The Lord is opening you to a new level financially in the name of Jesus. See, sacrifice. Still under number one, sacrifice. This is a God-ordained way of entering into signs and wonders this year. Sacrifice upgrades you. Sacrifice is something that costs you something. It costs you. It's different from a free will offering. Free will offering is whatever you have by time you give. Sacrifice costs you pain. Costs you something. It costs you something. You can't drop sacrifice and not feel it. It's very costly. Something you drop is different from free will offering. When you are in need, you're in dire need, sacrifice does a whole lot of things. It terminates plague. In 2 Samuel chapter 24:24, when David needed to terminate some plagues, sacrifice was needed. Sacrifice terminated that plague. 2 Samuel 24, verse 24. It terminated the plague. Sacrifice brings you into the realm of the covenant. In the realm of the covenant, you don't pray for some certain things. You get blessed to give in the realm of the covenant. You don't become. Becoming rich is different from getting wealthy. Becoming is gradually. But in the realm of the covenant, you are a lot of things are in place. You get wealth. How do I mean? Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 7 tells me that the Lord bringeth thee into a good land. In the realm of the covenant, it is very possible for the Lord thy God, bringeth thee into a good land. That is a man under covenant. Bringeth thee, not buyeth thee. Not you buyeth it. Bringeth thee into a good land. A land brooks of water, of fountains, on depths that springs out of valleys and hills. In the realm of covenants, you command some resources. You even command the resources of the Gentiles. In the realm of the covenant, so many things work around for you. If you are not under covenant, a man that is not enjoying God's covenant, whatever you earn is what you live with. You earn 5,000 and all you live in that month is 5,000. But a man under covenant enjoys much more. Even if you have 5,000, even if you earn 5,000, somebody that is under covenant will be much more blessed than somebody that earns the same amount that is not under covenant. Ask me how. If you're not under covenant, Malachi 3, he would not rebuke the devourer for the sake. But a man under covenant has the devourer rebuked. And sickness doesn't just come like that. Thief does not come to take away his things. But you can have 5,000 naira. The same person that earns 5,000 naira. You are not under covenant. As you are, as a person is receiving that 5,000 naira, he can spend a whole lot on medication. Why? Because it's not operating under covenant. So don't be deceived. Some people may earn much more and you'll be thinking, this person is not serving God. He's earning much more. Don't be deceived. If it's not under covenant, you cannot operate. You cannot be a financial wonder. You cannot be financially blessed. There are so many areas that the money will be leaking. It will be fetching to be leaking out. Fetching it to be leaking out. This year, your work, you will see the results. Your work, you will see the results. In the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy 8:18. It is the Lord that gives us power to get well. Hallelujah. So sacrifice is essential. It brings you into a realm of open gates. Open gate. You know, free will brings you to a door. But sacrifices launches into a realm of gates. A higher realm. Quickly, the next one is first fruits. Still under number one, first fruits. First fruits, this is the first salary or first increase, as it were. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10. First fruits. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase, so that thy barns shall be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. When you honor God with your first fruits, he opens barns for you. E tithes. The E part is tithes. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. We have dealt on tithes severally in this church, but I will still keep doing it. Malachi chapter 3, verse, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in thy own house, and prove me now, here we said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough. Brethren, if you desire blessings that a room can't contain, launch in the realm of tithing. Don't be deceived. If you are not a regular tithe payer, you cannot be a beneficiary or a benefactor of the blessings of tithing. How do I mean? If you pay NEPA bills in your house, January and February, you don't pay in March, you don't pay. The next time you pay is December. And NEPA comes or IBEDC comes. And you tell them, you want to cut off your lights. You come and you start speaking grammar. Hello! I paid in January and February. I mean, I paid this December. They will ask you. They will, if the NEPA person is somebody that has correct in his head, he will just look at you. He will even increase, carry the wire, yellow. Let them come and meet us in our office. Why? You might have paid 3 months out of 12 months, but you are still not, you cannot still enjoy electricity. Why? Because you are not a regular payer of tithe. Tithe, you pay tithe. It's something you owe God. When you don't pay, you don't give tithe. You pay tithe. When you don't pay, you owe. And when you owe, you can't command financial resources. This year, don't owe God. Don't, no matter how small, sit down and calculate. This in business, sit down and calculate. I don't know how much I earn. How much do you buy the goods? Don't deceive yourself. How much are you selling it? The difference, pay it. Praise the Lord. Whatever income you have, pay your tithe on it. It's 10%. And I tell you, God is going to open you to rooms, great blessings that rooms cannot contain in the name of Jesus. Number two, I said earlier, we're under number one, and then number two, giving to your family. Giving to your family. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. I'm going to be able to read because of my time. Giving to your family. Your care for your immediate family confirms your qualification for God's blessings. Your care for your immediate family confirms your qualification for God's blessings. When you stop giving, you stop being blessed. When you stop giving, you stop being blessed. But if any provides not for his own house, especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Somebody like that cannot command great resources. Give to your family regularly. If you are a man, and God, whatever God is blessing you with, let your wife enjoy out of it. Let your children be a part. Let your children enjoy. You are a lady, you work. Let your household members, the people in your family, let them enjoy part of it. The more you give, the more you are blessed. The more you give, the more you are blessed. Let me use an illustration. When you see a gutter that is swept clean and you pour water, it keeps flowing. For as long as it keeps flowing, that gutter enjoys freshness. I mean, you won't see a whole lot. When you see a gutter that People keep pouring water. This one comes, it pours, it spills. There's no way. Or you block it at both edges. You use maybe sewage, or you use refuse to block it and say, the one they are pouring is not much yet. I want it to be more. What happens to that kind of thing? It will be stinking. It is very likely you find dead things inside. You won't be able to pass around it. It smells. It's stinking. Any channel that is not given cannot be blessed. Any channel, as you are receiving, you should be given. Give to your family members. As you are giving them, some people lack understanding. Your giving does not make you poor. Your giving does not make you poor. When you give, it shall be given to you. Give and you, a liberal soul shall be made fat. As long as you give, you will keep increasing. There is he that giveth and yet increaseth. And there is he that withholdeth more than is necessary, tendeth to penury. Give, it will be given. That you have 10,000, somebody is in need. Somebody might be in need of 20,000. And what you have is 5,000. Don't say, I don't have. From that 5,000, give your own 1,000 or 2,000 naira. Hello? You have helped him or her in the capacity of yours. And for doing that, it doesn't make you poor. The Lord is going to plunge more to you. Hallelujah. Your heart for people in your life determines the harvest that you command in your life. Your heart for people determines the harvest you command. And then number three, my time is fast spent. Number three, parental giving. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 to 2. Parental giving. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 to 2. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Number two, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment which he promised. Brethren, one promise, one commandment in the Bible that attaches long life is what? Oh, honor your parents. Give to your parents. How do you honor them? By giving. There's something we call honorarium. When you honor somebody, you give. Your parents may not need your resources, but you need to give them to propel some level of blessings in their life. Giving to your parents brings blessings. It brings two things. It brings blessings and it prolongs life. Giving to your parents prolongs life and it gives blessings. If you are married, don't give to your own parents alone. Both. Pastor said it yesterday. Both, whether your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, who, as long as they are mother, that person gave birth to your wife or your husband. Give regularly and provoke the blessings from them. If God is behind you and your parents are solidly behind you, no witch can take you away. Why? Because those blessings are always very heavy. In Genesis chapter 9, I'm not going to be able to read because of my time. There was a man, Noah, in Genesis chapter 9, Ham, one of the children of Noah, saw the nakedness of his father and did what? Noah was provoked. Why? Because his son saw his nakedness and didn't cover him up. The other two sons covered him up. When we get back home, you can go and read. Noah put curse, not on Ham. He put it on Ham's generation and said, you will be a servant of servants. Why? This guy saw the nakedness of his father and couldn't cover it. Brethren, as children, cover your parents' nakedness. Whether financially, in any way, honor them. Give them honor where it is expected. Give them regard where it is expected. The kind Isaac told Esau because he desired to bless Esau. He said, and Isaac, we all know, if the person that inherited Abraham was Isaac, you can imagine the kind of wealth Isaac has. He is stupendously rich. So rich that a whole nation, the Philistines, envied him. So you know something that caught me in that particular part of the Bible? Isaac told Esau, he said, go and get me bushmeat. Design it how you usually do it. Let me bless you. Rebekah heard, went inside. That means Isaac had that meat in his house, in his store, because there was no prayer in the Bible whereby the Bible said Rebekah went out to get it. She went in, called Jacob, and said, look, your father wants to bless Esau. Before he comes back from the farm, let me help you. Distress it. That means Isaac had that meat in his house. But he just wanted the kind of blessing that was going to put on Esau to be from the womb. Bible pastor said, somebody said there's something called blessings from the womb. There are some blessings you provoke. You don't do it by greeting your parents alone. You provoke such blessings. Genesis chapter 49. Those blessings were provoked for Jacob. He blessed his children one after the other. He blessed them, and as he said it, so they were. As he said, he said, Joseph, you shall be a fruitful bowl. Reuben, excellency of dignity, my first strength, blah, 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 you shall not excel. Praise the Lord. Provoke the blessings. I heard the story of a young lady had was able to, in a dubious way, got so much resources for herself. There was an issue. The parents were summoned. The mother came. And they asked the mother, come and rescue your daughter. The mother opened her mouth and said, ever since she has been working, 5,000 naira she has not given to me. And this is a lady, you had access to thousands, even millions of naira. Praise the Lord. Give to your parents that they can bless you from within. There is a blessing that comes from within. Brethren, convert those blessings. You are not giving to them because they don't have. Give, whether they have or you don't have, give to them that you can propel their blessing. And I pray for you and I, we will not remain the same financially in the name of Jesus. Because we are going to move forward in Jesus' name. Number four, giving to the needy. Giving to the needy. Giving to the poor is either gives to the poor, the Bible says, lends to the Lord. Let somebody thank God on your behalf. Let somebody be happy because you came. Let somebody thank God on your behalf. Give to the needy. Be a blessing. When God blesses you with resources, it's not for you alone, but for you to be a blessing to others. Be a channel of blessing. And as you are doing that, God is blessing you more. Let somebody be able to thank sleep and say, I thank God for this person. I thank God for that person. Let somebody thank God because of your life. Why? Because you give to the needy. The needy doesn't have to come to you. You know, in Nigeria, they have bastardized it. You have so many people that have hands, they have legs, they will still come to you and then rally around and start looking for. You know, God will give you the spirit of discernment to discern the genuine from the fake. But as much as possible, give. Give to the needy. Help people. Because those things are opening accounts for you. There's something we call accounting, credit and debit in accounting. The more you give to the needy, to you, you are removing it from you. But God is crediting your accounts. God is crediting your accounts. And that account, and Bible says, when you give to the poor, you lend to the Lord. You lend to the Lord. It is a man that you can lend to that can decide to cheat you. God can't cheat. He's a God that can never break covenant. He will definitely pay you back. And for you and I, this year, we will enjoy unusual blessings in the name of Jesus. Job, one of the secrets of Job, in Job chapter 2, 29 verse 12. Job chapter 29 verse 12. One of the secrets of Job was that he was able to give to the poor. He said, I was eye to the blind. Job chapter 29 verse 12. Because I deliver the poor that cry, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help. The next verse. The blessings of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. You can read further. Job was a blessing to the poor, and Job was tremendously blessed. The Bible regarded him as the greatest man in the whole East. That's a financial wonder. Brethren, you and I, in your family, you will be regarded as a great person in the name of Jesus. In your family, you'll be a force to reckon with in the name of Jesus. The kind of level nobody has reached before, you will get there. This year, not next year, in the name of Jesus. Number five, the last one, is prophet given. Prophet given. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 7. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 7. Prophet given. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. The less is blessed of the better. The less is blessed of the better. There is something we call prophet given. Give to your prophet. Give to your prophet. When you give to your prophet, a prophet you don't honor can't bless you. The oil on his head that you don't honor can't be a blessing to you. How do you honor such prophets? By giving to him. A genuine prophet does not need your gifts. God wanted to bless the widow of Zarephath. That was why God sent her. God sent Elisha towards that route. A genuine prophet does not need your gifts. When you see a man of God, then begin to say, shh, yes, it's the green car. Give it out. This one, that one. A genuine prophet does not need your gifts. But you need the oil on his head. Hallelujah. A genuine prophet does not need, you need, the less is blessed of the better. If you must enjoy open wealth, become a financial wonder this year, be a blessing. Myself, our pastors, we also bless our own pastors on a regular basis. On a regular basis. The more you bless, you are not blessing them because they don't have that which you are giving them. You are blessing them because you honor God in their life. You honor you respect the oil, and let that oil bless you. Let it be, you are attracting something from them. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. The ground on which you sow determines where you harvest. The ground on which you sow determines where you have what you harvest and where you harvest. The Shunammite woman in 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 9. I'm not going to read because of my time. 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 9. The Shunammite woman saw the man of God had been passing, decided in her heart to build him a house. And you know something? That woman changed levels. Why? That woman did it not because she wanted anything. Because the man of God asked her, what do you want me to do for you? The man of God was so moved by that giving. He was so moved. I said, what do you want me to do? Should I speak to the king on your behalf? Should I do this? He said, no, I am contented among my own people. I'm just okay. But Gehazi now said, Luami, I know what she needs. My husband is this. She doesn't have a child. And the man of God said, according to the time of life. The woman said, don't deceive me, man of God. Why? She didn't have faith to receive it. Yet, the word of the Lord in the mouth of the prophet was established. Why? Because of the level of giving. She provoked that blessing. Provoke some blessings in your life this year. Give towards your prophet. Give towards your pastors. And I pray the Lord will expand you more in the name of Jesus. I said the Lord will increase you more in the name of Jesus. Quickly, can we go through all the channels of giving? Number one, God and His kingdom. Under God and His kingdom. Yes. 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 Number two. Number three. Number four. Honestly, if you can put all of this into practice this year, no man can limit your resources. Nothing will be able, no room can contain your resources. You will be a financial wonder. And I decree concerning you and I this evening, you will be a financial wonder for this year in the name of Jesus. The kind of level of blessing I've never commanded before, you will command this year in the name of Jesus. You know, before we round up, I heard the story of a woman who, having done all this, was in a kind of meeting like this, did all of this, was a covenant practitioner. She was also in the covenant. Did so many things. Something happened. One of this woman's children was abroad. And then the person that regularly pays, something went wrong in her business somehow. And she couldn't, her daughter was in the last year in school. So she couldn't pay school fees. She went to God and challenged God. Having done all this, Lord, show up. Show up in my life. The woman, and they were having a fasting and prayer program as well. But she knew she was a covenant practitioner. You know something? She had a dream. She slept in the middle of the morning, in the course of the night. The angel of the Lord appeared to her, gave her a particular phone number. I said, call this number. This is a real life story. Call this number. Call this phone number. And you know the amazing thing? She woke up, remembered the phone number. The first day she didn't call it because she felt that somebody gave me phone number in my dream. How does that relate to what I need? What I need is no man can imagine. But she couldn't phantom it. And then the third day, she was pressed for that to still call the phone number. And then at last, she called the number. And when she called the number, the person that picked the number said, yes, 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 how may I help you? He said, in the dream, her pastor told her to call the number. So when she actually called the number, told the person that, sorry, my pastor told me to call you. He said, who is your pastor? Mentioned the name of the pastor. I said, really? I don't know him, but I usually hear of his name. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? I'm a very busy person. Do you know who you are talking to? He said, no, sir. Well, this is the governor of so-and-so state. Alas, what do you need? Immediately she said, okay, I need to pay my child's school is in the final year. This is a real life story. Something happened and the man said, give me your account number. No problem. Because how much? When he converted, the entire money was about either 13 point something million to be paid. The man credited the woman's account with 15 million. 15 million, rounded it up. Brethren, this is real. You might think that Habba, but our God works in a mysterious way. If you are a covenant practitioner. God shows up in a diverse way. This year, God will show up for you. But if you have a practitioner, if you are ready in all of these that we have discussed, and you are faithful to every one of it, he can show up in an unusual manner. And he will show up in an unusual manner in your life this year in the name of Jesus. Can we be on our feet as we begin to appreciate the kingdom?
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.